I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. So many moments in life call for courage and grit. Managing a bad medical diagnosis, absorbing the unexpected news that you've just been laid off from the job you've loved for years, having your romantic fantasies dashed by the startling text message informing you that your partner has decided it's best to part ways. These are the moments that require us to dig deep, real deep, to find that inner strength we hope we have. And these are the sorts of moments that mean so much to Laurie Ayotte.
The takeoff is the hardest part. I'm convinced the plane will crash. I dig my fingernails into the armrest or the person beside me. I close my eyes. I pray. Fear nearly keeps me grounded. That feeling used to ground me entirely. From ages 17 to 27, I refused to fly altogether. Like most phobias, it wasn't logical. My first memory of flying was to Disney World as a toddler. I even remember my childish wonder as I stared at cloud formations through the tiny plane window. The next time I flew, I was 9, already schooled in news reports of plane crashes and hijackings. I was no baby anymore. I knew the high risks associated with air travel. Actually, the risks were low, but that didn't stop me from believing fate had marked me as a modern Icarus, wings melting and hurling me to Earth. My survival strategy involved ground transportation, even if it meant choosing a 10-hour car trip from Providence to Virginia over braving a 2-hour flight. Finally, my urge to see the world surpassed my fears. On my honeymoon to Paris, I cringed during takeoff. I panicked at the sight of glaciers over Canada. I forfeited my window seat to my husband. But I survived. We then planned a trip to Italy, but with the 9/11 terrorist attack, my phobia returned, vengefully. I insisted we cancel. My husband gave in. Since then, our plane travel was spotty. With my husband, I chaperoned a high school trip to Italy and Greece, which forced me to feign aerial bravery. Years later, we flew to London, my desire to see Britain trumping fear. My rule was I'd fly as long as he joined me. If the plane crashes, we're going down together, I'd say, only half jokingly. Today, however, there is no together. 2 years ago, as my marriage was crumbling, I took my first solo flight to England for a 4-week study program. During takeoff, I dug my fingernails into the armrest and cried, partly because of my phobia, but more because I mourned the old self I willingly abandoned as Boston became a distant speck from my window. Today, I'm a single woman. I fly regularly, and friends dub me a world traveler. Although the beginning of any journey is difficult, I now believe it's better to embrace the uncertain takeoff than to remain grounded in fears.
Laurie Ayotte teaches world literature at Sharon High School in Massachusetts. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer. Thank you.